joining the Children of the Watch.
That's right. It's the number one podcast in the galaxy for all things Star Wars television. I'm your host, Alex Maxwell, and joining me as always is...
Mac Lacey. We're back. Second episode of Children of the Watch. It's not a passing fad. We're here to stay. If you don't know, we used to be the Mandalorian Watch. Now we're the Children of the Watch. Basically, we're still watching, but we're watching all Star Wars live action TV now.
That's right.
We just expanded the umbrella. We do scene-by-scene breakdowns of the shows. We're going to do all the analysis and commentary that you could ever want. That's what we do. And today, we've got a bunch of rumors and news and stuff like that to talk about. What's in store for us, Alex?
Oh, there's a ton of the Book of Boba Fett rumors that we haven't talked about since our last episode that have kind of come out now. We're going to be talking about our Attack of the Clones breakdown, where we are rewatching everything that has to do with Boba Fett before the Book of Boba Fett comes out. And then, of course, we'll be talking a little bit of Ahsoka and Andor and a little bit of Star Wars Detours, even though that's not live action. I kind of want to talk about that because there's some interesting things that kind of go with that.
Yeah, there's some interesting implications, but we'll get all to that and much more.
Yeah.
But first, let's do the business. Get it right out of the way. We've got a Patreon, $2 a month. You get commentary, bonus voicemail episodes, all kinds of cool stuff. Great Discord community. Join that. Support the show. If you can't do it at Patreon and support us that way, how else can they support us?
Well, you can also support us by subscribing on YouTube. Even if you're not like a YouTube person, you just listen on the podcast, which the numbers show there's a lot of people who listen on the podcast who don't watch YouTube, and that's okay. But you can do a big favor to us by subscribing on YouTube and liking the video and doing the notification button, because that helps us out a ton. And that's just another way to support us if you cannot support us on the Patreon. But if you are supporting us on the Patreon, we want to say thank you. And we want to give a special shout out to our man, Sean, who sent us a message after our last episode. He's a patron on patreon.com/TheMandalorianWatch. And he basically said, hey, look, I know you guys are trying to invest in getting better cameras, so I want to help in that. So I'm upping my pledge to $200 this month to help with that. So we want to say thank you to Sean Dean, a patron of The Mandalorian Watch slash The Children of the Watch, because he knows that every dollar that we spend goes right back into the podcast from the Patreon. So thank you so much, Sean. That means a lot to us, and it's going to help us out in our goal to get better cameras just to make our YouTube even better. So thank you, Sean. Yeah. So you can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram. That's at COT Watch. And I think that's it for the business.
Yep. Thanks, Sean. You're a man. The man, Abe, I don't know.
Yeah, the man.
You're the man. Yeah. Anyway, let's do the show now.
Okay. Yeah?
All right. So, Book of Boba Fett rumors.
Book of Boba Fett rumors, and I'm super excited about it because, like I said, like we're doing our Book of Boba Fett rewatch.
Right.
Which that's going to be our next episode, unless there's some like huge news breaking that happens before our next episode, like a trailer or something like that.
Just out of nowhere.
Yeah, which could happen because this is kind of like when Star Wars Celebration usually is.
Trailer season, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible something like that could happen soonish. So if that were to happen, we would definitely cover those kind of things. But in the meantime, one of the things we do best is scene-by-scene breakdown. So we're doing our Boba Fett rewatch, and we're starting with Attack of the Clones. So we want you guys to watch Attack of the Clones with us. And so part one, we're going to break it into four parts. Okay? Like, it's kind of, we're treating it like a mini series, basically. Like, you would watch, you know, The Mandalorian in 30-minute or more segments. That's what we're going to do with Attack of the Clones. And so part one starts at 00 and then it goes to 33.46. That's where we're stopping. It's kind of a scene break, and that's what we're covering the first week. It's going to be a lot of fun, I think, as we kind of see the Fett beginnings.
Yep. And if you go a frame past that point, you cannot listen to the episode.
Yeah.
It won't play for you. Nope. So stop right there.
33.46.
That's it. Not a second more. Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting. We get to see, you know, we get to relive Boba Fett's childhood a little bit, and we get to see kind of maybe how that would potentially affect, you know, adult Boba in the Book of Boba Fett. So,
I definitely think that it will. I started rewatching it the other day to start taking my notes and stuff as we are going to break it down. I'm not totally finished with the first part yet, but just from rewatching it from the angle of, okay, we're gonna look at this really for Boba Fett and Jango Fett. What does it mean for them as we go into the Book of Boba Fett? And I can't help but think, as we watch the Book of Boba Fett in December, that Jango won't play a huge part in it. We learned a lot about him in season 2 of The Mandalorian that we didn't know before, right?
Right. I mean, we kind of got into Jango being a foundling, you know?
Yeah.
And how, you know, so that old, age-old question, like, are Boba and Jango Mandalorians? Are they real Mandalorians or not? You know, we've kind of answered the question. It's yes and no. I mean, Jango was a foundling. So, I mean, they're real Mandalorians in my book. I think Din would probably, you know, say they're more Mandalorian than a lot of other Mandalorians, you know?
For sure. So it's really cool to see, and especially, you know, the parallel between Jango and Zam, and that you have with Boba and Fennec, which it seems like Fennec is going to play a huge role in the Book of Boba Fett as well. If that, you know, season 2 stinger that we had is any indication, she's basically his right hand person.
Right. And Ming-Na Wen is so good. And I just, everything she wants to be in, let her be in, because I'll watch her in anything.
Yeah.
Can't wait to get more of her. Yeah, I mean, and then there's another character that we may be getting in that particular show. And it's Din Djarin.
Oh, Din Djarin, yes. Rumor the Mandalorian.
So rumor has it Din will be joining Boba and Fennec in the Book of Boba Fett. Lot of question marks that brings up. You know, we don't know an exact timeline of the Book of Boba blah, blah, blah.
Man, it's, you had this earlier.
We're going to have to stumble through that name so many different times this year.
It's the alliteration of it.
Yeah. And there's not even like a good acronym. It's like Babu Frick.
Hey, all right.
So in Babu Frick, we don't know when Babu Frick takes place, you know?
Yeah.
So it could be that we meet a Din who, like, is Mandalore. He did whatever is going to happen in, you know, The Mandalorian season 3 already. And, or, you know, he's already passed the Darksaber off to Bo-Katan, or, you know, who knows?
For sure.
But, I mean, would you have any guesses as far as, like, what timeline we'd meet him in?
I don't think that it would be too far from when we left off in season 2. Simply the fact, you don't want to give too much away about season 3 of The Mandalorian. I wouldn't be surprised if there is a bit of a time jump, but I don't want to say it's going to be like years and years and years. I think it's going to be pretty close to the same time period, because when we last saw Boba Fett in The Mandalorian, he's killing Bib Fortuna in Jabba's palace, and it seems like, okay, he sits on the throne. He's got a plan. Like, Boba has a plan. I don't know if that's just get revenge on everyone who's basically done him wrong, or is he taking over the underworld? Like, is he taking over and making his step into, like, hey, yeah, I kind of was a hero in season 2 of The Mandalorian, but that doesn't necessarily mean I'm always going to be a hero, right? Like,
right.
He is more... if you're playing KOTOR, which is kind of a conversation on the internet right now, he is more towards the dark side than he is light side, right? That's what I would say.
I would say too. Like, just because he did, you know, the honorable thing in season 2 of The Mandalorian doesn't mean he's not about to, you know, chop a bunch of people up. Like,
and we've seen him do it before. Like,
right.
We've always heard stories about Boba Fett and like how ruthless of a bounty hunter he is. But it wasn't really until season 2 of The Mandalorian that we actually got to see him in action like that.
Right. And I mean, yeah, it's going to be interesting. For sure. I mean, they like, the different armor paint jobs and everything that they've kind of had. You were saying earlier, like, maybe we're going to be seeing different kind of stages of the armor, and that'll help clue us in to, you know, where we are in the timeline and everything like that. So, you know, if we're seeing him with the fresh paint, we know it's post season 2 of The Mandalorian. If we're seeing him, you know, with everything beat up, it's probably, you know, before Jedi. Do you think we're... So, I have a big red yarn conspiracy theory about this Din Djarin rumor.
Yeah, let's hear it. This is... I love it when we get crazy, because it's like we're either spot on or like not even close.
Yeah, and this is how much homework I've done for this episode. What's the source for this rumor?
So, this is Jordan Mason. He on Twitter, he basically kind of broke that this story, and there's a little more caveat to it that Kessel Run transmissions kind of added to it that we'll get to in a second. But yeah, that's where it's coming. It's more than likely to happen if it's coming from him.
This is my big red yarn conspiracy theory. Somebody saw a silver clad Mandalorian on set or something.
Okay.
And thought it was Din.
And you think it's Jango.
Or at least Jango's armor.
Interesting.
Because Boba would have had Jango's armor, you know, after a while, and then he would have painted it later. So there could have been a period where he was wearing silver armor, just like Jango.
Oof.
So, I mean, we could be getting either silver, like, you know, Boba in silver, or flashbacks with Jango, and then that could be the source of the rumor. You know,
well,
I'm not trying to discredit any outlets or anything.
No,
that's
absolutely.
That's my wild speculation, but
that would be cool. That would definitely be cool. I think the caveat kind of ruins that red string theory, though. And we'll get to it in just a second. But I do want to stay on that, because I don't think that your thought process is wrong, because I just feel like Jango will be a big part of the show. Like,
yeah,
they're the same person, like same actor.
Yeah, you've already got, you know, Temuera Morrison on set. Why not, you know, have him pull double duty?
But like, even if it's not like we don't actually see Jango, his presence will be felt, because like Boba adores Jango. Like everything who he is, like literally comes from him. But like, even in the legend stuff, and it seems like that's continued into the canon, that like he loves his dad. Like, without a doubt, like that, the shadow of Jango Fett and like Jango Fett dying in front of him, which we'll get to in Attack of the Clones when we break it down. I don't think he's escaped that still, even into adulthood.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I mean, if you think about Boba, he was bounty hunting is all he's ever known, right? Because he didn't get a normal childhood. Like, his childhood was, you know, riding shotgun in Slave One with Jango, right?
Right.
Or driving, but like, so I mean, all he's ever known is bounty hunting, and so he has the greatest bounty hunter in the galaxy to learn from directly. Like, he's gonna idolize that person, right?
And no, I mean, doubt. And
like, with it being his dad, or you know, genetic donor or whatever, like, it's like, that's a strong bond. And so I think they, you know, made a point of bringing Jango up in The Mandalorian season 2 for a reason, to kind of get everybody's head, you know, back thinking about Jango and everything. I think we might see him.
I hope so. That would be really cool. You know, like, just thinking about it too, though, there, you know, because his journey, Boba's journey from Attack of the Clones continues on into the Clone Wars, which we'll do scene by scene breakdowns of Boba Fett in those episodes as well, like we did for The Mandalorians, in Clone Wars and Rebels leading up to The Mandalorian. It's interesting, you know, like, he goes through a phase where, like, Ara Singh is kind of raising him up and training him with other bounty hunters and stuff, and we start to see Boba's formation in that way, and one of the cut arcs from The Clone Wars was Cad Bane was going to be like his last teacher before he actually becomes Boba Fett. Now, that is a person that I would absolutely love to see in the Book of Boba Fett.
Me too. That would be incredible. Just old grizzled Cad Bane. just a raisin, a blue raisin, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be
phenomenal. And like maybe they like parted on bad terms and there's a score to settle or something like that, you know. That would be very fun.
You know, like from my understanding of the arc, you know, Cad Bane and Jango were kind of rivals. You know, they weren't really friends, but Cad right. Bane definitely sees something in Boba of like, hey, you are definitely Jango's son, and I'm going to show you the ropes a little bit. Even right. if it's like a rivalry that they, I don't think that their relationship would be good at all. Like even right. if, you know, Cad Bane's teaching Boba, it's still not going to be a healthy relationship.
Right. Yeah. It's not going to be built on like mutual respect and trust. It's no. like, you know, like I'm sure like Bane had, you know, respect for Jango as a competitor, as yeah. a rival. Right. So that's probably why he would take on Boba, kind of just looking out for, you know, it's like that whole thing that like the Batman and Joker have,
yeah.
you know, they actually kind of need each other and everything.
For sure.
Well, and then but like it, Boba would, oh, sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say real quick, for people who don't know who Cad Bane is, he is a bounty hunter from the Clone Wars animated series. He's a Duros. So he's like the blue alien with the big red eyes, but he wears yeah. this big like cowboy hat and he has like these things going and his voice is so cool. Like, maybe the coolest voice. It's like voice.
He has like a
synthetic,
some kind of robotic implant yeah. in his vocal cords or something. He's got like a digital aspect to it almost. Or
he wears like a duster, like a cowboy duster, and he's got jetpack boots. So he's a really right. cool guy. Anyways, yeah. back to what you were saying.
He's like, and he would fit right into this kind of this Western type vibe they've cultivated with the Mandalorian and everything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, he's awesome. Yeah, I mean, if we got him in the Book of Boba Fett, I think it'd be a pretty easy character to get the look of. Okay.
Yeah.
Like I think he's far enough removed from like a human face that you could just do, you know, some prosthetics and be good.
And a little bit of CGI to kind of clean up anything that doesn't look right, and
just to make it organic.
I think it would be awesome. The hat is probably going to be the hardest thing to translate because his hat, the brim of his hat, so
it's
large,
so wide, and he also like his hat is his utility belt, kind of. He yeah. has like gadgets and stuff built into it, you know.
Yeah.
Now
another bounty hunter, while we're on it, that I would love to see is Imbo. He's also from the Clone Wars. He has like one of those,
also a hat based bounty hunter.
That's why we're yeah. He throws his hat and like it's like a frisbee disc that like knocks
like a frisbee
people out
of death. Yeah.
Yeah, he's cool.
Yeah.
Imbo's cool.
Yeah, let's get him, Dengar. Let's, you know, the
Oh, Dengar's
the whole,
gotta
the
be
nine.
In the Book of Boba Fett.
Right? We haven't gotten him back in live action, have we?
He was in technically he was in The Rise of Skywalker. He was in one of the scenes in like the bar scene in Kijimi. And
oh,
like
okay.
He looks so completely different because, like, he's trying to stop himself from dying. So he's, like, pretty much all robot now.
Gotcha.
So
I missed that.
Yeah, it's, like, in one of the visual guides or something. You wouldn't know
yeah.
if you're just watching.
I gotcha.
Yeah. Hadn't there been a lot of rumors that Simon Pegg wanted to play Dengar or something like that?
I believe so, which that would work, I think.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I think that, too.
Yeah, but
we're breaking right now, exclusively.
Take it as fact. It's happening.
Simon Pegg is Dengar in the Book of yeah. Boba Fett.
Don't take that as fact.
Yeah, we cannot confirm that.
Wild speculation.
But what we're leaning towards is true, that other characters from The Mandalorian are also going to be in the Book of Boba Fett. And that's what makes me think that this is going to be a little bit closer to the Mandalorian timeline, and that actually is Din Djarin. There are rumors that Cobb Vanth, mm-hmm. Mayfeld, and Greef Karga will be in the Book of Boba Fett as well, which is, you know, kind of makes sense. They're all in that world.
Right. They're all kind of involved with the underworld in some kind of way. You know, I mean, I guess Cobb Vanth is against the underworld, I guess, you know.
But he's a, he's a marshal on Tatooine, which we assume, you know, if the Stinger is going correct, like Boba Fett is building his empire from there, potentially.
Right. Yep. I wonder, and I'm sure this isn't a novel or something, you may be able to tell me.
Yeah.
Why Tatooine is such a strategic location for the underworld?
It like shouldn't
why
be.
Jabba would right.
I logic would deem because of what Luke has said, it is like, you know, so far out nobody cares about, you would set up operations there because the Republic and the Empire just don't care enough to go to Tatooine. Yeah. But it turns out Tatooine is like the Mecca or Jerusalem of Star Wars, and it is probably the most important place.
Every show has to make a pilgrimage there at some point.
Yeah. So, I don't know. But it's interesting, though. Cobb Vanth obviously had Boba Fett's armor. So I don't know if that would be like a flashback type scene of after the Sarlacc stuff, and we maybe see why Boba Fett decided not to kill Cobb Vanth and just take the armor, because he totally could have, right? Like,
right.
He totally could have just taken Cobb Vanth's armor whenever he wanted to, but he chose to wait until Cobb gave it up.
Right.
So that tells you something about Boba Fett.
Yeah. I mean, there's... whatever his, you know, wherever he lies on the moral spectrum, right, he has a code and a sense of, like, honor and you know, what's right and wrong and everything. And I think for whatever reason, and we'll find out, I'm sure, you know, it just was the, you know, against his personal, you know, code to take it from Cobb for whatever reason.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't know if there's, like, a past debt there or something, like, you know, who knows, like
maybe they had an adventure together,
maybe, you never know.
And I could totally see the episodes, and this is just speculation, I could totally see the episodes working like that, of like he has an adventure with a major character in each episode, and it's literally like, here's just Boba Fett's life, here it is, you know.
Yeah, I could also see them going in almost like a Kill Bill route, where you have,
that would be good.
Because, like, this is all, it, like, that stinger, like, the little teaser at the end of season two seemed like this was going to be a settling a score story.
Yeah.
Like, this is kind of a revenge story, right? Right. So what if it's like, okay, here's their history in the past. That's the first half of the episode. Here's the present day, you know? Like, not exactly, like, half and half, but just, like, intermingled kind of in each little stage of his revenge plot. We get the history, and then we get how it's resolved in the present.
Yeah, I mean, it would be like an episode of Lost, if one of the greatest television shows of all time.
Never seen it.
Which is so sad. But basically, the premise is it focuses on a character, and then, like, sporadically throughout the episode, they'll, like, something will trigger a flashback for him that kind of informs what's happening in the present storyline. And so I could totally see something like that happening, but they've got to be careful with something like that. I think that's, again, why the paint job of the armor is so important to the story of the Book of Boba Fett. But I grief makes sense. You know, he's been in the criminal underworld, and he's kind of turned a little bit. It'd be interesting to see if maybe he had a past with grief when grief was kind of still a bad guy on Nevarro.
Right.
And then
he ran the bounty hunting guild. So
that's true. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. That's true.
There would probably be history there at some point. Like,
for sure.
I'm sure their paths have crossed.
And then Mayfeld, you know, he's a sharpshooter turned bounty hunter turned good guy now. But he makes sense too. Like, all of these characters rumored to be in the Book of Boba Fett make sense.
Right.
So I'm excited because it's like it is like a little mini season three of The Mandalorian before we actually get season three of The Mandalorian, which is, it's fun.
It's cool.
It's fun.
It's like how Captain America Civil War was actually the next Avengers movie, right? Like, this is just actually the next season of The Mandalorian.
Yes.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah, absolutely. So one last thing that we did not talk about, but there's a lot of rumors about this too, is that there's a possible Ithorian villain in the Book of Boba Fett. And that's super exciting because, like Cad Bane, they sound awesome. They just sound cool.
Yeah, they sound like their language is like water cooler based. Do you know what I'm talking about? When the water coolers bubble up, like they like that's what it sounds like to me. I'm glad that, you know, people got can see that on YouTube now. What I just did. yeah, but it's gonna be weird. I think a little bit. I'm very excited. I love Ithorians. And like historically, they've kind of been like the hippies of the Star Wars galaxy. Like in KOTOR, they're like all about like environmental conservation and stuff. And like,
yeah.
So what if it's like he's like a, you know, they take that kind of slant and they like make him like an eco terrorist or something.
He's
like a big bounty that Boba Fett's chasing.
I thought you were gonna say like he's more like a death stick dealer. Like, hey man.
No.
That makes sense. Okay.
The death stick kingpin. No, no, I meant like what if he's like
on his
yeah.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Like, oh man, I've never seen an Ithorian play hacky sack. Wow. But no, but like what if he's like an eco terrorist and that's why he's got a bounty?
That would be right? Cool.
And so instead of like an adversary, he's actually just Boba's quarry the whole time.
I'm down.
And Boba's hunting him. We just don't know. We don't know what the premise of the show is going to be. Is it going to be a hunt? Is it going to be a revenge plot? Is it going to be a little bit of both?
I heard it's romance. That's what I heard.
I'm all for it. I'm just kidding. Let's do it. Sounds great.
I don't know. I honestly think that if it's called the Book of Boba Fett, it has to be flashback oriented.
It feels like it's going to span. It's going to be like his story, right? Yeah. His life story, kind of like it's what it feels like.
Absolutely.
It's a chronicling.
Yes. Like someone's telling the story almost.
Yeah. It could be him. Like that. They could even frame the story like that, you know?
For sure.
Like, maybe he and Finnick are hunting this Ithorian the whole time, and then he's, like, running into these people while they're hunting and, like, telling the stories that, you know, he, you know.
That would be cool.
You know.
I would like that. I would like that a lot, actually. It's just good to know, though, like, this is, like, something that we totally were not expecting when that showed up, the stinger for the Book of Boba Fett at the end of Season 2 of The Mandalorian. And it's so cool because, like, it's just building that world of post-Return of the Jedi, pre-sequel trilogy. It's like its own little playground that we get to experience through Disney Plus and on the show now. And, like, it's just when that crossover happens, that is going to be so cool because, you know, now Boba Fett and Finnick will probably show up. And then other characters from the show that they'll introduce. That will just be incredible. And like just the crossover, you know, like I'm sure we'll see characters introduced in this that will make their way to Ahsoka and Rangers of the New Republic and stuff like that. And while we're on the subject of Ahsoka, let's kind of switch gears a little bit.
Is there something involving Ahsoka to talk about?
A little bit. There's rumors that, you know, Ahsoka is going to shoot this year. And this is coming from Kessel Run Transmissions. Those guys, again, subscribe to them on YouTube. They break a lot of news.
Phenomenal folks.
That is like it's their great thing. They break the news. And so Ahsoka's to shoot this year. And so what that would mean is that that's probably going to be released towards the end of 2022, just based on shooting schedule, right? So like, and that's kind of something I wanted to talk about a little bit with the shooting schedule, because right now if they haven't wrapped up the Book of Boba Fett, they're wrapping it up right now. Like that is done.
I would think they'd be at least well on their way to done for sure.
Andor is the second most in production. Like that one is like, I would say it's probably right in the middle towards probably getting towards the end of its production.
Just Andor. Based on, yeah, and all of these, like, you know, we've had some rumors and stuff that Andor is going to be like a, you know, larger scale production and stuff, yeah, like that. So, you know, shooting times can always vary. You can't really go, you know, one show can be completely different than the next, but I do think, like, just from the kind of the timeline we've been on so far, yeah, that scene in like Andor is probably right in the thick of it.
Yeah. And yeah, then I don't know if you saw the set stuff from the Obi-Wan Kenobi set. Like, someone just drove through and recorded it on their TikTok. Literally, it's Tatooine. They just drove through it in Southern California. And that's ramping up right now, Obi-Wan right. Kenobi, which I cannot wait.
It's going to be so good. There's just, I cannot like, wait it's for like, that one. You know the feeling when you order a bunch of stuff and you have the tracking information and yeah. you're like watching it like come to you yes. and you're like, okay, it stopped here, it yeah. stopped here, it stopped here. It's like we have like three packages coming for us and we can like now we're starting to see where they're actually making movement, you know?
Yeah. I'm actually,
that's how it feels to me.
I'm experiencing that right now. I ordered the first three Republic Commando books for my birthday.
Nice. Happy birthday to you. Thanks. Wait, when's your birthday?
It was yesterday.
I missed it. I'm a horrible co-host.
No, you're not.
Happy birthday, Alex. Happy birthday to
no.
you. Happy birthday to
He told
you.
Me happy birthday. He's
happy
lying.
Birthday,
this is it. This is an act.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Thank you. I've never read those. Like, I know a lot about what happens in them, but I've never actually sat down to read the Republic Commando books. And they're like huge for like Mandalorian stuff. So I can't wait to right. dive into those. And there's a reason I ordered those. So be on the lookout for potentially some Mandalorian History 101 stuff soon.
What?
Soonish.
What?
Yeah. So if you're new to the podcast, one of the very first things we did was a Mandalorian History 101 episode. We are going to be expanding that with a YouTube series.
Right.
On our YouTube.
I got my master's. This is going to be my dissertation.
That's exactly right. So make sure you subscribe on YouTube because that will be exclusively on YouTube.
Right.
So if you want to check that out, make sure you subscribe. That will be a lot of fun. But anyway, back to it. Obi-Wan Kenobi filming right now. So I just kind of wanted to speculate, like, when these shows might potentially premiere based on just what the shooting schedule is right now.
Right.
Okay, so here's kind of what I'm thinking. You tell me what you think. We know the Book of Boba Fett is coming out in December.
Correct.
So that makes me think Andor will probably be early spring.
I was gonna say May.
See, I think earlier. I'm thinking March.
Okay.
And here's why. Just based on kind of what they did with WandaVision and Falcon and Winter Soldier, that came out around when the Book of Boba Fett would be coming out. You know, it's a little later. Right. And then they premiered the Falcon and Winter Soldier in March. I feel like the same thing might happen with the Book of Boba Fett and Andor. So I'm thinking either March to May.
Yeah, somewhere in there. It'll be interesting.
And as of right now, Mandalorian Season 3 still supposed to be filming. Still have reservations about that because we haven't seen or heard anything about it, but I'm trusting what people have said. Mandalorian Season 3, then I would think late spring of 2022. So potentially May or in the summertime.
Right.
And then,
yeah, I mean, there's really not going to be a roadmap. We've never had more than one Star Wars TV show ever coming out at the same time, right?
Well, do you think they would do that? Do you think that they would release two Star Wars shows at the same time?
I don't think at the same time. But
I don't think that's wise.
Right. We haven't even had... I'm even saying we haven't had multiple shows in production at the same time until now.
Right.
Like until recently.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I'm just saying we just don't have a blueprint for how this is going to go.
That's true.
But you know.
Yeah. So if everything is still correct on The Mandalorian season 3. I'm thinking late spring. And then Obi-Wan in the summer. Now, you can flip-flop those because Obi-Wan seems to be more in production than Mandalorian is to me.
At least we've heard more.
Exactly. Seen more from it. And then I'm thinking Ahsoka would take that late fall, early winter spot in late 2022.
Yeah, that the Mandalorian has kind of had the whole time. Yeah.
Yeah. If you, again, I know people don't like me saying this, and if you want my honest thoughts, I don't think we're getting a season 3 in 2022. And until I see things and hear more rumors that season 3 of The Mandalorian, I don't think they've started filming yet. Like,
yeah, I mean, normally we at least get like a, you know, set picture, like here's the first clapboard, like, or, you know, something.
Or Jon Favreau will tweet something out.
Right.
Nothing.
But nothing.
So, again, I hope I am wrong on that. I 100% hope we get season 3 of The Mandalorian. Because just imagine that. We get Book of Boba Fett. We get Andor. Mandalorian season 3. Obi-Wan. Ahsoka. That's 5 Star Wars shows in 1 year.
Yeah.
That's a lot of content. That's a lot of podcasting.
I'm like, I think I just yawned in response to thinking about how much podcasting we would have to do.
We have jobs as well as this.
Yeah, this is not our job. We work 40 hours a week or more.
Yes.
Yeah.
Most of the time more for both
more.
Of us.
Generally more. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. But if you want to make it our jobs, you can subscribe on the YouTube page or you can go to Patreon and patreon.com/TheMandalorianWatch.
Yeah. Yeah, good. That was nice. Skillfully done. Cool.
Anything on the scheduling? Any last thoughts on that before we move on?
I don't think so. This next item is real fun.
Yeah.
Disney made a lightsaber, a working one.
Apparently. I don't know how that's possible. I watch videos on it. I still didn't understand it. I'm going to have to see it in real life.
Right.
I just know that at Cad's Bane Bounty on Twitter, I'm going to fight you with the lightsaber. I challenge you right now on the podcast to a duel.
Wow. Okay, so the gauntlet, the Mandalorian gauntlet, if you will, has been thrown down.
That's our good buddy, Rick.
Yeah.
We love you, Rick. I'm going to beat you.
Apparently you don't. You're about to fight him.
It's a duel. You know, it's a Jedi duel.
Okay.
Two Jedi battling it out.
You're gonna spar.
We're gonna
spar. It's sparring. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. Fair.
We're gonna spar.
What style do you use? I'm a Suresu guy myself.
I am a form 2, for sure.
Oh no! I used to know the name Makashi.
Yeah, that's me.
It's what Count Dooku uses.
Totally me.
Can't remember the name.
Yeah.
It's what Count Dooku uses, though.
Absolutely me.
Cool.
I hope you like your arms, Rick.
All right. Man, Rick, let me know if we need to have a talk with Alex or anything.
I'm just kidding. I love you. All right, last thing before we head out on Children of the Watch. Star Wars Detours, which made by Seth Green. Robot Chicken, Seth Green, that one. They produced, okay, get this, Mac. They made 52 episodes of this show.
One for every week of the year.
They never released it. This was right before Disney bought Star Wars. And like, this was the last thing George Lucas was doing before. Like, he was also working on episode 7. He was doing treatments and stuff for that. But like, this is like the last thing he was doing, and they made them all.
And Disney was like, "No way,
we're not doing this."
The reasoning being, they were trying.
Yeah.
At the offset, they were really, really trying to establish a firm canon. Since then, we have, I think, seen them depart from that plan a little bit.
And honestly, like. Okay, so like when Disney first bought Star Wars and they made that announcement of everything that comes out, books, comics, video games, animated shows is going to be canon. I love that. Like, and I still do. I love that idea because it's so unique. Like, right. No other property does that or attempts to do that because it's so hard to do. Right. And unfortunately, you see why it's so hard in the comics, in the books sometimes, because you don't get to tell the kind of stories that you used to when it wasn't really considered canon.
Right.
You, when you really have to, yeah,
just take a swing and like, yeah, this happened at some point, you know?
Yeah. And you can't really do that now because like, you know, something might be a movie or a TV show now. So you can't really do that. I think the best comics and books that do it are the ones that make their own characters the original characters. I think that works a little bit better for the story. And that's why the High Republic is doing what it's doing right now, right? Because it's so far away from everything, you can't.
Right.
But it is...
The only middle portion of that Venn diagram is Yoda, pretty much.
Yeah, right. And so... It is interesting with the, you know, the latest release of the vintage Star Wars stuff. I don't know if you've seen that on Disney Plus yet. I haven't actually got to watch any of it yet. But
I haven't watched any of it, but
yeah. It's on there. And it's just interesting now, like, you're right. There does seem to be kind of a shift in terms of, hey, they're going to release things that aren't actually canon. Now, they always had the Lego Star Wars stuff on Disney Plus, and I think people automatically knew in their minds that's not canon because it's Legos. I think the same thing will happen with Detours because just the goofy style of it, the way that it looks, people will know.
There's like topical pop culture references and stuff in it, I'm pretty sure, right?
Oh gosh, it's going to be so dated then.
Right. I don't know. I've never seen it, so who knows? It could be anything.
Wow. I'm interested to see it.
Me too.
It's probably... It might be the worst thing I've ever seen, but that will make me love it even more.
I don't know. I'm going into it with an open mind.
I will too.
We'll see.
I will too. I think it, because I love the robot chicken stuff. I think that's hilarious. Like Palpatine and robot chicken.
It's incredible. Yeah.
So good. Right. So good. So I don't know. I think it is kind of good that they're kind of loosening a little bit their view on canon because I think that creates better story opportunities, actually.
I think so, too. And I think, like, there's room for both, kind of. Like, there's stuff that people can understand is just kind of not, right? Like, you know, if you're going to put, like, Detours or, like, the Ewok movies and stuff like that, right?
Right.
Like, you know...
I feel like if they did our timeline thing, it fixes everything that they're worried about.
It does. Because then you could just be like, share the timeline and be like...
If it's on the timeline, it's canon.
Right.
Come on.
Get rid of the helmets. Do a timeline.
Get rid of the helmets. Do a timeline. Should we start a hashtag of that? Like
hashtag get rid of the helmets. Do a timeline.
That's a long hashtag.
It'll be unique.
How about hashtag do the timeline?
Fair enough, yeah. Or hashtag ditch the helmets.
Both of them. Hashtag ditch the helmets, hashtag do the timeline.
I don't know. We could have some crossover with the anti-helmet bicycling community. I don't know that I want to mix it up, you know?
That's
like,
true.
You do you. I just, if you're going to really, you know, die on that hill, I'm not, I don't know. I don't know, you know?
But you might if you don't wear your helmet.
Oh, no. With that, I'd just like to remind everyone, please practice road safety whenever around traffic. Wear a helmet if you're on the road.
It is late for me.
Do
so
what you want.
You're seeing me a little more.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. It's nothing like a Patreon episode, though. If you really want to see us cut
that's
loose,
true.
That's where to see it. Cool. Well, I think that'll do it for us, right? You got anything else?
No, this was a good discussion. I'm kind of excited about the Book of Boba Fett right now.
I'm very excited about it. I haven't been just because we haven't gotten much new information or anything. Like, I haven't been not excited for it. It just hasn't been, like, forefront of my mind, you know? But now that stuff's trickling in, I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see. Yeah.
Let's go.
I'm excited. I think it's going to be great.
Yeah. I'm excited. So don't forget, we are doing our next episode. And again, unless something huge happens, our next episode is going to be part one breakdown of Attack of the Clones. Stop at minute 33 and 46 seconds.
Not a frame more.
Don't go any further than that.
Yeah. Cool, cool. Well, we will see you during part one of our Attack of the Clones breakdown. But until then, keep the watch.